And this is on. Okay. Good morning, everyone. We are doing Hilchos Brachos. Resh Bet. The Brach. Okay. Today's shiur sponsor, Le'ilui Nishmas Hinda Rivka Bat Rav Avram. Now, just quick caveat. Ideally, my goal is that everyone should be able to read the Shulchan Aruch and know Halacha L'maisa for Brachos. And it shouldn't be all that complicated when we're all done. Hopefully, I succeed, because I think at the end of the day, if you just follow the few basic rules, it's not that complicated. It's more complicated is the metzias. That's what sometimes gets more complicated, especially with processed foods. And then you need to know the process and what's ikar v'tafel. Someone sent, Moshe Yazger sent a nice film on Rav Yitzhak Yosef on Bamba. I did not listen to the whole thing, but the main point is that it's a special corn that's only used for Bamba. So that's why it might be Hadama, but I did not finish listening, and it really depends on the whole process and what's the Ikar and what Tefel and etc. So let's Kedai to listen, and it's probably going to end up being a Machlokas among the Poskim. But I didn't finish reading. I will just bring it up right now because it comes up all the time right now. I'm going to give a quote. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch in general as we started reading and from the Ramah at the last couple lines on Resh Bet. We'll get there shortly. And I know that's often not enough for anyone, so I'm going to read from the Mishnah Berurah. V'im hu mesupak. So hainu achar, this is the Mishnah Berurah in Pei Dalet, the very end of Resh Bet. Achar shalamar v'enu yachol avarer. After you learn the sugya and you get to an area where you can't really figure out what the halacha is, it's unclear. Aval mi shalolamar. So that's going on the Ramah, who says, once you learn the sugya, and there's an area that's confusing, that's fine. Go ahead and eat and say the bracha, lechatchila, that's the most common denominator, so that you're safe, which is usually going to be shahakol, sometimes be pri adama, for the halachas that we're learning. And this way the ha'etz is always covered. And that's no problem. The only time it's a problem is if a person is lazy to not learn the halachos, and wants to remain completely ignorant, so then the Gemara says from Brachos Lamed Hey Lo Yochal Ad Sheilech Etzel Chacham Nelamdo Brachos. Then it's inappropriate to eat without asking the Chacham. But once we learn the halachot, it's pretty clear. Most of the time, what bracha you make is clear, and when it's not clear, there's two things that you do. One is you follow the minhag, what most people are doing, and that's often going to be two minhagim. We're about to get to raspberries. And you follow the minhag, and you don't worry about the bracha. You always go after, the Gemara says many times, puk v'chaze mai amad davar, what everyone's doing, and that's lechatchila, that's the halacha. And you don't have to rethink it and worry about it. Or, the other option is, if it's really unclear, and there's no clear minhag, then you generally go on the most common denominator. Again, if there's an area that I feel free to reach out and let me know later to clarify. Okay. Today we are at Resh Bet, Seif Chet. Seif Chet. Dvash Azav Me'atvarim Mevarech Alav Shehakol. Any liquid that comes out of a fruit, whether it oozes out or you squeeze it out, the bracha is always Shehakol. That is the din of Zeya Ba'alma, and that's always the bracha. The only exceptions that we mentioned was grapes and olives. Any liquid, any juice that comes out of a fruit, that's the bracha. That's what Chazal established. It's called Zeya Ba'alma, and it's not the main part of the fruit. And that's okay. Tet.
So is jelly
shahakal? Jelly. So it depends. If it's nikar, I think we mentioned this yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong. If it's nikar the fruit, then you would say the bracha of the fruit. If it's not nikar, I believe the fruit is the ikar. Doesn't matter how much sugar you put in there. And it doesn't go by majority. It goes by what the ikar is. Sometimes the majority defines what the ikar is. So we'll get there later. But so therefore, the jam, it would be a machlokah between the Sephardim and Ashkenazim. It depends if it's recognizable or not. Okay. And often it's going to be on bread or on mazonos, so then it's bato. V'chein al amashkim. Okay, we read that. So tet. Sofei anavim she'emit bashlin le'olam. Okay, so these are parts of the grapes that are never going to ripen. V'chein al anovel shem tamarim shebishlam sfarim achom v'yavshu. Or you have the tamarim that they not sure how they get burnt or dried out, but v'varech shahako. Since the situation is, you say shahako anytime it's not the proper state. It's not the way that it's meant to be eaten or it's meant to be grown. And okay, so that's a simple principle. Yud.
It's not the fact that they're dried out.
It's no, right. The case is they're very dried out and it's not normally eaten that way. Right? That's not the way that the tree was intended to be made. If it's intended to be made that way, or both ways, then for sure you would say ha'etz. Yud. Perot shesharan o bishlan mamayim. Alpha pisha nichnas ta'ama priba mayim inu mevarech alotam mamayim ela shahakol. So here you cook fruit in water, right? Or you let them soak in there for days. And then you want to have the liquid. So here, if you're having the fruit that's inside, most of us are familiar with compote or cooked fruits, so that's clearly ha'etz. But here, we're going to see that again, but here you're drinking just the liquid. So since you're only having the liquid and not the fruit itself, it becomes shahako. Keep reading. V'harosh katav de'efshar shem nichnas ta'ama pri b'mayim mevarech b'rei pri ha'etz. Now the Rosh held, it's not lehalacha, lechatchila at least, that since the flavor, since you cook it and the flavor goes into the fruit, it becomes
into the water,
the flavor comes into the water, so then the water takes on a portion of the fruit, and you would say ha'etz on the fruit. So that's the opinion.
Eitz
on the water. Thank you. You would say an eitz on the according to the Rosh. However, that's not the halacha. However, it is the halacha b'di'evit. In other words, if next to this water, you also said ha'etz on another fruit, let's say at the same time, and this water is in front of you, and you knew you were going to be eating drinking this water, since you said ha'etz, and according to the Rosh, it goes on the water, you would say safek bracha sahakel. And if you drink it, you would not say a bracha because you already said ha'etz. Ideally, you would find another shahakol to say it on. And again, I'll just to throw it out there: anytime you want to use drink water to say shahakol to potter another of shahakol, it only works if you're thirsty. You can use any other shahakol, but you can't use water as a shahakol to get you out of a suffix if you're not interested in drinking the water. Okay. Yud Aleph. Right? Oh, and just to point out something interesting, we're going to get to later. If you take vegetables and you cook it in water, and now you drink the water without the vegetables, though that soup is ha'adama. By vegetables, it's different than fruit. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah explains there's really no difference. However, it's the minhag of the makom that's koveya. For fruit, people don't grow the fruit to make soup usually. It's meant normally to eat. You might make jam with it, you might have compote with it, but you don't have it to make some kind of a liquid soup or a broth. So therefore, that's the rationale for the Shulchan Aruch. If there would be a fruit that's grown specifically primarily to make soup, then that would actually be a ha'etz, that liquid. But by vegetables, we know that vegetables are grown to make soup, and therefore, when you cook it together, then the flavor of the the vegetables goes into the liquid, and that's what it's grown for. It's also grown to eat, but it's also grown specifically for both. So therefore, that's his distinction. Yud Aleph. May shriat tzimokim uteinim o may bishulam mevarech aleim shahakol yotze gam laharosh. So here you have a liquid water that's with that's been soaking with, let's say, raisins. So then, okay, so right now it's just soaking in raisins and they're all together in one cup or one jar. So then you say shahako, and this way you're for sure covered. Okay? Both opinions. Rabbi Rishonim. Aval b'bracha shelachareihem yeshli stopik. But what bracha do you make afterwards? Because since it's soaking in there, it's a machloket, what bracha one should make? Right, this is follows yet.
How can you make an ala eggs on water? On liquid?
Because it takes in, so that's the opinion of the Rosh, that it becomes, once it soaks or cooks together, the ta'am comes from the fruit, and that goes in the water, so now the fruit, the water gets the same bracha of the fruit. Ta'am ki ikr, sort of. Aval bebracha shel achareim, yesh listapik imavarech bere nefashot o imavarech bracha achat me'ein shalosh keharosh. The problem is, you don't know what bracha achrona to make. Again, we learned, shahakol works on everything. Mezonos works on everything but salt and water. But what do you do with the bracha achrona? A me'ein shalosh doesn't work on bere nefashos, and bere nefashos does not work on me'ein shalosh. Lachain. Yirei Shamayim, lo yishta elo betoch hasuda. Yirei Shamayim, in this case, because you're really going to be stuck. If you have no fallback, you have no backup. So the best thing to do is only eat it in the middle of a suda. Yochal pri mishiva minim v'gam yishta mayim. Or you say a bracha that needs anala eitz, and you say a bracha that needs brei nefashos. Kedei shitztarech levarech bracha achad mein shalosh uberei nefashot. And then this way, you get out of the suffix. Now, this is different. Now, what happens? So that was if everything is in one container and you wanted just to drink the water. In this case, it's not so common, but it's a good principle. So you have the drink in a cup and you have the raisins with the water and you just want to drink the water. That's the scenario. Because if you want to also eat the raisins, you would just say ha'etz and it would be the water would be tougher. So that was that case. Now, what happens if you take the raisins out of the water? So let's read. Ve'im mashach ha'mayim b'vdila me'atzimukim, you pull out the raisins or you pour out the water, and now you're going to drink just the water. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, so in this case, havelei yayin, this is a case of wine. Because you can make wine from grapes, and you can make wine from soaking raisins. Again, discussion, 1 or 3 days. We'll leave that for now. And then it's a full hagefen, uvrach achas, main shalosh. V'hu shiye, al gefen v'al pri gefen, v'hu shiye tzimukim, shiye behem lachluchit, shim yidroch otam, yetzei mehen divshan. Now what kind of raisins can make, potentially make wine? Only if the raisins still are not completely dried out. In other words, when we buy raisins, no good. It has to be raisins that you can still get some kind of juice when you squeeze out. The raisins I buy, nothing comes out. I don't know about your raisins, but it would only be for raisins that have some kind of liquid can still get squeezed out while they're dry before you soak them in water. All right. When you try to squeeze them out, lo yitzei mehem shum lach lachit dvash, but no liquid pours out or drips out, lo, that no longer can turn it into wine. Just side issue without getting too complicated. Machloket Achronim, Mishnah Berurah brings Magen Avraham versus the Magen Giborim, that it depends, do you have to physically pull out the grapes or not? You made it on the das to pull it out? Or it could be once it's there 3 days, it doesn't matter if you pull it out. Side discussion, not a very common case. But, okay. Yud Bet. Kol ha'perot shetovim, chayim u'mevushalim. So now, any fruit that's edible and delicious when it's cooked or raw, it doesn't matter what you normally have, but as long as lots of people do it and it is the norm. Kegon tapuchim v'agasim, apples, pears. Men chayim ben mevushalim. It makes no difference. Mevarech barei pri ha'etz. That's the bracha barei pri ha'etz, because that's what it's grown for, and that's what it's commonly used for. Ve'im ein derech le'ochlam chayim ela mevushalim. If the only derech is raw, only cooked, and achlam kishehem chayim, and you ate them when they're raw, or vice versa, we'll see. Mevarech shahakol. You eat it the wrong way, then it's shahakol. Kishehem mevushalim barei pri ha'etz. But if you have them when it's normally cooked and you eat them cooked, then it's ha'etz, because this fruit is normally, if we're talking about a fruit, that would normally not be eaten raw. So that's okay. Gid gimel egos gamor metugam midvash v'nikra no indo v'tzalomar nuit mevarech alav brei pri ha'etz. So again, this is talking about a nut and it's normally eaten. Or normally eaten fried or roasted with oil. Okay, so this is, all right, since that's the normal way it's eaten, then that's the bracha you make. Very simple. Yudalid, egos rach, shemavashim midvash, korin lo nus, muskada, mevarech alav, shehakol. So this is a soft egos that is not normally eaten soft, and therefore it's a shehakol. And that's not the, you know, it wasn't grown to be eaten at this stage. It was, okay. When it's, the Mishnah Berurah says it's bitter when it's small, when it's soft, and then it gets harder and it gets sweeter. So it depends. If it's the proper, if it's grown for this purpose, again, it's a simple rule. If it's grown for this purpose, you say the appropriate bracha. And if it's not grown for this purpose, but you fix it by cooking it or adding stuff to it, then it still stays shahakol.
The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention purpose. He says shelo nigmar gibulah, it's immature.
Right, and therefore it's not made for that.
What if it's an industry around?
Yeah. Then of course you'd make the bracha. Whatever it's made for, that then you say it's full, it's highest bracha.
So we can assume then that any food that we get in a commercial setting, which is almost 100% of our food that is that way. So that was grown for that, and therefore
the school. So the question is, right, Gershon, can we assume anything that we buy in the market is made for that? So it depends. Because sometimes you buy raw ingredients and it's used to be cooked, or it's, and you're eating it raw. So it depends how people use it. Basically, whatever is commercially sold, obviously, it's intended to use.
Like a chestnut.
Go to the store
and you buy a chestnut. You're not eating that chestnut raw. If you are, you eat it.
So a chestnut's example that's only eaten roasted or cooked.
If it's soft, the chestnut becomes a delicious, buttery, tasty kind of a nut.
But if you buy it in a package that's supposed to be eaten as is, so then I think that's generally every case by case, but that's going to be pretty much assumed.
They have packages where chestnuts are already cooked.
Right. Okay. We are the Haggah in Yudalid. V'chein otam magozim shemevashim midvash ve'odam yerukim mevarchim shahakol. If it's nuts that are not meant to be eaten while they're still green, but you made them ready, since that's not why it's grown, you say only shahakol. Tetvav. Al sugar mevarech shahakol.
That breaks the rule. Why would it be shahakol? That is normal to do that.
I'm assuming it's not normal. It's not grown for that purpose. That's not the main reason why it's grown. Tedvav. Exactly. I'm sure there's going to be a borderline where it's like partially normal and... Okay, then you follow the minag or you take the shahakol route to be safe. Tedvav, al ha-sugar mevarech shahakol. The bracha that we make on sugar is shahakol. V'chein ha-motzei tzkanim mitukot shahakol. Also, if you suck it from the cane, you would say shahakol. Now, there is a machloket rishonim. It's a machloket. It could be that the bracha is ha-etz. And because that's what it's made for, that's what it grows for. The question is, do you call it ha-etz or do you call it zeya ba'alma? And it's a machloket rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch says to be safe. At least that's how the Mishnah Berurah presents it. I did not look at the Beis Yosef on this one. But the Mishnah Berurah presents it as he's doing it to be safe, to cover all bases, and therefore you say shahakol. And therefore, if someone says a bracha ha'etz or ha'dama on sugar, lechatchila he shouldn't, but if he did, keep eating your yotze, or find another shahakol to have. But you don't say a new shahakol once you already... Okay. Ted Zayin. Al pilpil ve'zangvil yiveshim ve'al klav shel grupli, Ritzel Omar, neglech v'chok ha'yotze bazeh, she'en derech lochlam el ayidei ta'arovet, ein mevarech aleihem klum. So if you have something that's not really edible by itself, maybe a little peppers,
right,
perhaps.
He's talking about, I think, black peppercorns.
Black peppercorns. So my wife told me today she once had one and she was not a happy camper. So if it's something that's not normally edible or properly edible, you don't even say a bracha on it whatsoever. But then once you make it ready, so it depends, you're going to say either a shahakol or a dama or a eitz, whatever it's appropriate if that's how it's normally served or prepared.
So in that vein, I'm sorry, someone who enjoys hot tamales, he would make a bracha on it, but someone who hates these hot tamales, these inedible peppers, he would not?
So I think you go by what's normal. But that's a good question. I don't have a definite answer. If a percentage of the community eats it, and he's one of them, then he would, and that's normal, and that's one of the reasons why they're in the store or grown, then you would say ha'etz or ha'dama.
But then there's a percentage of the community that would say, no, these are used as a seasoning and chopped up very finely.
So the person who wouldn't eat it, I think, would say shahakol. I don't know for sure if it's, you know, if it's 30% versus 70%, then does it go by the individual person?
That's if you have numbers.
Probably.
Well, what if some have people who love these hot peppers, and you have people who just mamish can't? They can't consume them.
Well, I know a lot of people eat hot peppers, so probably if that's normal, then they would say their bracha. We're going to get to a case like that momentarily.
So what's the bracha on shifkas?
On what?
Shifkas.
What are shifkas?
Shlishkas?
So
hot peppers in the
the shlishkas. So I'm talking more of the type of one.
Ghost pepper.
Good, right. Yeah. Peppers that are like, you know, Schofield measurements, 10,000. But
let's continue a little bit. What might be good is also if someone wants to give a short list, or just they have a random question on one particular food or want to explain how it is. Maybe you could ask me afterwards or put it on the Chabura group. On the WhatsApp Chabura group, that would be good too. Right. Yud Zayin. But it's the principles that are crucial. Yud Zayin. Al egos mushkat bari pri ha'etz, al kanila bari pri ha'adama. So again, these are foods, this is how they're normally eaten, and therefore they get their bracha based on how they're normally eaten. If it's something that is, you don't get normal hana the way they are, then you're going to say shahakol. But if it's not normally eaten that way, because you can't, but you add sugar to it, and then it becomes edible, then because of the sugar, you say beri pri adama if it grows from the ground. In other words, if that means inedible the way it is, by adding sugar, even though the sugar doesn't become the ikara, the fruit itself is the ikar, and you get that bracha. The sugar only brings it up so that it becomes edible. Okay? All right.
But
yeah, basically...
The kanila, I have it in my Mishnah Berurah, is cinnamon.
Kanila is cinnamon?
Yes. Cinnamon.
I was also wondering, what is kanila?
I believe cinnamon is ha'etz. We can... let's follow up on this, but I'm pretty sure, I believe cinnamon comes from a tree, or it does come from, I know it comes from a tree, and I believe cinnamon is ha'etz, because that's what it's for. Right, so it can't be cinnamon. Cinnamon does not grow on the ground. Cinnamon grows on a tree. It's the bark of a tree. It's very clear. Right, so it's a tree. You mean on the bark itself? Interesting. Okay, so we have to look into that. I think it's ha'etz, but someone says it's not a separate. I don't think it matters.
And the muskat here that is different.
But when he's describing something that grows on the ground, so that's hadama. So that's not what we're talking about at all. So that's for Kanila cannot be hadama according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's a davar pashit.
Cinnamon's not really edible.
Cinnamon? No, I know it by itself, but you can crush it and add some sugar, and now it's edible. Okay, so it depends if you call it edible. All right. So, Yurchet. Al pilpil v'zangvil kashim retuvim very pri adama. If it's eaten like that while it's moist, fine. Then you say adama. Okay, here you are. Haga. Kol ha'perot she'yodeya behem shem ikar ha'pri mevarech aleihem barei pri ha'etz. An important principle. Anytime you know what the ikar pri is, that's the ha'etz. V'she'eno ikar ha'pri, but it's not the ikar. There's another ikar, right? Then you say barei pri adama. In order not to be the ikar, there has to be an ikar, right? There has to be another fruit that is the ikar. V'im hu mesupak bo, im hu ikar ha'pri olo, and if you're in doubt if it's the ikar pri or not, then you say ber pri adama to be safe. V'im ene yodea mahu, and if you don't know what it is, mevarech shahakol, you say the bracha shahakol. Okay, let's start this. Reish gimel dine birkat perot ta'aretz. Okay, now we're going down to the ground. Aleph, al perot ta'aretz mevarech ber pri adama. Anything that grows from the ground, you say ber pri adama. Bet, al tuti magdalim bisne ber pri adama. On bushes that grow on the ground, you say Bere Pri Adama. So we're talking about, let's read the Haggah. Delo mikre eitz ela shemotzi alav me'etzel. So when is it called an eitz? Is when you have leaves that come out from the eitzim, from the tree. Aval ma shemotzi alav mishorshav lo mikre eitz. The fact that it comes out of the shorashim that are on the ground, that's not called an eitz. You need to have a piece of wood, and that stays there from year to year. V'hani kevan dekala eitzav legamrei. But if you have something that the eitz disappears from year to year, it's not going to last. It goes away b'choref. V'hadar parach mishorshav. So you have the shorashim that remain there on the ground all every year. Again, it doesn't have to last 100 years. It just has to last for more than a year, for at least two, three seasons, I'm not sure. But it has to last a little bit. And then if it's shorashav is what lasts, there's a plant that stays on the ground forever, let's say, it's still only mevarachin alav berei pri adama. Because in order for it to be ha'etz, it's the tree itself, the bark, the tree, that or branches perhaps, that has to stay permanently. Again, nothing's permanent, so nothing has to last 25 years, but it does have to be there from year to year. Now, there's lots of different books on the matter, just to quote from Piskei Tshuvos, perhaps, but it's Lav Dafka for him, it's obvious, that there are certain things that we know don't last above, whatever doesn't last above the ground, on an eitz, we're going to say ha'adama. So some obvious couple examples are pineapples, strawberries, bananas, all those things are hadama. Chatzilim, eggplant, papaya, those are hadama. There are certain things which are a question. The raspberry we mentioned. Papaya is a tree?
Papaya is a problem? Papaya is a problem, yeah.
Oh.
Papaya is a big problem.
He writes, okay.
He writes papaya?
Unless I don't understand. He writes papaya. As in eat papaya. Papaya is on a tree that lasts from year to year? Okay. Okay, so everyone here says we have one, we've seen one. Papaya lasts from year to year, and therefore you say ha'etz. Okay, so raspberries are in its own category. Raspberries, the main branch or the main trunk lasts for years, but it's the branches, I forget exactly what they're called, canes or something, they have a special name in English. The branches, they give fruit for a year, and then they fall off, the branch that gives the raspberries. So there is a machloket. I believe most say ha'etz, and I believe, coming from America, I thought that was the custom, But someone else, Kagan says that the
dominant custom in America is not to eat them anymore.
Well, because of bugs, so we won't get there. But I think the Pshat of the Mishnah Brura, Igros Moshe, and Scheinberg say, Rav Scheinberg says, Teha Eitz, and I'm out of time. But others, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashi, seem to say Ha'adama. And basically, when it comes to raspberries, I would either say follow your minhag, and both are correct. Starting from scratch, I don't know, perhaps to be on the safe side and say Ha'adama.
Is